Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Tekakee, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net. The streams are a signal 24/7, 365. I can't believe you've missed hearing about this, but just in case you have and have been, you know, outside the country or whatever it is, we've got a big sporting event coming up here in just a few days. It's called Football City USA. And two of the masterminds behind this, the voices that you'll be hearing throughout the evening, Chris Miller and Gene Knight, are both here with us today to talk a little bit of football. Now, this is where I really should just take my cue and go have lunch and come back in about a half an hour, because once these two guys get going, that'll be it. That'll be it. Hi, everybody. How are we doing?
Good morning, Manning.
Good morning.
It's afternoon. Yes.
Afternoon. Thank you very much. So, Gene Knight, tell everybody a little bit about you before we start talking football.
I'm a native of York, South Carolina. Went to York High School. Attended Erskine College. Graduated, for all those who know where Due West, South Carolina is. But anyway, I graduated at Winthrop University, Winthrop College at the time. Went to work in radio full-time and then went to work for Comporium Communications. I've been with them for 26 years. Then around 2000, a gentleman named Manny Kimmel asked me if I wanted to do some high school football.
Did I?
Because I had lost a radio station and that I was doing high school football on for about 18 years. And been with OTS Sports Network ever since and enjoyed every minute of it.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Mr. Miller, I know that, you know, asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself could involve the full half hour.
How long do we have?
We just give us the short Cliff Notes version. Will you do that for us?
Yes, I'm also a native of Rock Hill. Went to elementary school, middle school, high school, graduated from Northwestern. Just like Gene, attended Winthrop University, graduated from Winthrop, had an opportunity to work for a couple other radio station groups throughout the Carolinas and Columbia, Greenville, South Carolina, and ultimately in Fayetteville. Moved back here in 2009 to join you and join my father, Alan, at the station, and been joining ever since. Had an opportunity to run the sales department, get involved in sports broadcasting. I've actually been doing that since I was in high school in 1998, so it's entered my 21st year of calling football on the radio. So had an opportunity to do that, and, you know, it's just been a blessing and excited to be part of this community. Of course, my wife, Haven. She and I got married in 2008, and we have a son, 3.5 years old, John Parker.
And you missed the big announcement. The big announcement. Drum roll. Coming first of the year is.
Yes, my wife is opening her own insurance agency, so she'll open a State Farm agency here in Rock Hill.
Haven Miller, State Farm Insurance Agency.
Absolutely.
Look out. Here we go. You want to tell everybody who taught you how to drive in the snow?
Manning did, actually.
Thank you.
We don't have enough time today for that today. But, yeah, to make a long story short, I was driving a Mustang at the time. And struggling through the snow, and Manning parked his big Suburban and drove my Mustang home. So. Good times.
Good times. All right. So, Football City USA. This is new, but it really is a concept that was here in Rock Hill a long time ago and kind of went by the wayside, I think, 12, 13 years ago. We revived it. So who wants to give me some history? Gino, you're the
father of the historian.
The resident historian.
Okay.
This is what I'm going to ask for my lunch. Go ahead.
Now, in around 1970, Jimmy Mack Wallace, who was a coach at York High School at the time, he also coached at Rock Hill High for some of the older listeners here. He coached with Tommy Oates. But
Any relationship to Jimmy Wallace?
No, he actually coached Jimmy Moose Wallace. He coached me, and my dad coached him at York High School. But anyway, Jimmy Mack and Buddy McCarter, who was the sports editor of the Herald, the Evening Herald at that time, got together and came up with a concept for having all of the teams play each other one night for one quarter and have it like a continuous football game.
Right.
And that's where it was born, and that's the way it went for a number of years. And I think it was a really exciting time because it sort of signaled the beginning of the fall and high school football and the start of school and that kind of thing. Brought everybody back from summer vacation and focused into about football, which is big in this area, and, you know, the start of school. So I think it was a huge event. It was sad to see it go by the wayside, but I think the revival here is the twist that's been made on it, the improvement. You know, you take things, you have them a certain way, and you improve them, and that's what this Football City USA kickoff has done.
All right, so it used to be called the Harold Jamboree. As we said, it went by the wayside 12, 13, 14 years ago. So, Chris, you pick up the story in terms of how it came about to be here.
Well, but we'd be remiss without telling the story of how the term Football City USA came about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I want to give credit because Gene is very humble, and he doesn't take claim to it. But Gene Knight and the late Barry Byers were in Clemson, South Carolina, Clemson Memorial Stadium, watching Northwestern and South Point play in the 2008 state championship. And they said, man, how cool is it that here sit two teams from our town playing each other for the state championship, and our other team, Rock Hill High, lost in the week before in the semifinals. So basically the top three teams in the state were in this town. And the conversation where they started talking about Lambeau Field and Green Bay being title town, and between the two of them, they said, well, this is like football town, football city. And so it stuck there. We started using it on air in our broadcast the following season. The Herald started using it in their information. When it really caught wildfire, Chris Lowe, who writes for ESPN.com, who is a Rock Hill High graduate, got his career started at the Herald. He wrote an article in 2013, right around the time Jadeveon Clowney was hitting his high and talking about Mason Rudolph was coming out of high school, Justin Worley, all that was happening all together at one time. And he said, this town's called Football City USA. And that's when it really took wildfire. And we at WRHI started talking about bringing back the Jamboree. Really, there were people in the community. Namely, is one our presenting sponsor, Gene Lucas, Hospitality Heating and Air. He said, man, you guys ought to bring this back. That was such a cool event. So we took a little twist on it, and said, let's have something that involves just the three Rock Hill schools. Because Fort Mill, York, Clover, they all have a preseason event they participate in, whether it's one they host, whether it's one they go to. Chester has one. Lancaster has one. So we said, man, they don't have one here. So we started this event, brought it back, if you will, last year, and involves Northwestern, Rock Hill, and South Point playing against teams from around the area, teams from as far away as the Spartanburg area, Charlotte area, in a preseason-type format where it's an actual game. They play a full four-quarter game, shortened quarters, but it's still a four-quarter game versus the Jamboree format of just one quarter at a time.
Now, this just didn't, you know, we just didn't snap our fingers and say, let's go ahead and do this.
Right.
we had to work with the school board for probably a couple of years.
Yeah, so I think the first discussion we had with the school district officials was in 2015. And we discussed the potential of bringing it in 2016 and just couldn't throw it together in time. They liked the idea. Went back, met with them again, liked the idea, put together the agreement because it was a way not only to market the high school football teams, but to make money for these schools.
Right.
Who revenue, if you talk to anyone in school athletics, revenue is a big deal. They need money to do the things necessary to play the sports. So it was an opportunity, an added way to make extra money. So we put this together, and last year being the first one, but yeah, it took about 2 years of planning to get to the point of the first one, and we've had some, again, great sponsors, great partners that have come in to help make this happen.
And so we clarify what we say about a fundraiser for the schools. All the ticket revenue and all the concession revenue is all the schools, period.
Yeah, correct. And you know, we have this year, you know, we take care of any added security costs, you know, as part of what we're doing. So it is a 100% all ticket revenue goes directly to the athletic programs at Northwestern, Rock Hill, and South Point High Schools.
I remember the coaches and staff at York used to talk about they would take the money from the Jamboree and use it to pay part of the insurance premium that you have to have. And, you know, in this day and age, insurance is a huge word. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at playing a sport like football, which is like Coach Wallace says, it's not a contact sport, it's a collision sport. You have a high liability, and insurance can be a huge monster on an athletic program all the way around.
Oh.
So for money like this that comes in, that's a nice little caveat to have.
So it is called Football City USA for the reasons that you discussed. The old name used to be Jamboree, and we purposely stayed away from that name for a lot of reasons, one of which is we wanted the schools to have 100% of the revenue, and because they're part of the state high school league, when that word Jamboree is used, you know, things happen where the state takes part of the money. We did not want that to happen.
Yeah, and it's different from a Jamboree format. A Jamboree is just like Gene said, that's a continuous game where each team's playing a quarter. In the old school way, if, say, Rock Hill and Louisville played the first game, and or first quarter, the quarter ends and it's Louisville's ball, first and 10 from their own 2-yard line. If South Point and York are to play next, guess what? It's going to be South Point's football at their own 1-yard line, first and 10. They're sending their offense out. So it's not that situation. Each game, each scrimmage is held together. Yeah. And the teams will be in full uniforms. So it'll be a full contact. They'll kick extra points, field goals. It's, as the coaches are calling it, a dress rehearsal for next Friday night.
Now, to keep the thing rolling along, and so we're not there until 3 o'clock in the morning with three football games, the quarters are shortened from, what, 12 minutes to?
So 8 minutes. So we'll do 3 8-minute quarters with regular timing for that, timeouts, incomplete passes, just like you would see on a Friday night from the normal 12 minutes. Then the fourth quarter will be a little bit different. We'll put 10 minutes on the clock, and it will be a running clock, which means incomplete passes doesn't matter. The clock will only stop for scoring plays and any kind of timeout, whether that be a team taking a timeout or an official timeout or an injury. Also, each team only gets 2 timeouts per half instead of the normal 3. Hmm. And a 5-minute halftime. Most halftimes are 22, 23 minutes. This will be 5 minutes. The teams won't even go to the locker room.
And you will not find a better ticket anywhere in the United States. 3 football games, 3 of them. We don't care if you come to one or go stay for all 3. $5 if you buy the ticket between now and 4:30 or whatever it is on Friday afternoon. You can buy the tickets at any of the high schools, or you can come down to the broadcast house on Confederate Avenue, pick up as many tickets as you'd like to have. If you come to the gate, which most people will do, the $5 becomes $7. But keep in mind, all that money, 100%, goes to the schools, correct?
Yeah, not a dime comes to anybody but the schools. So the schools will get 100% of all the proceeds. And also the concessions. You know, you think about that, they'll have their full concession stand. So come out, take advantage of that, and get a hot dog. You know,
get a couple hot dogs.
Yeah, and enjoy the night, because it's a great opportunity, too, for the community to come together. You know, Gene and I were talking, we're getting prepared for our initial Red Zone show tonight there at 7 o'clock on our sister station, Interstate 107. But we were discussing about how, man, if you're a South Point fan and you're not at this, what are you thinking? Because not only do you get to watch Stallions, but you get to see your next two opponents.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, South Point plays Northwestern next week and then plays Rock Hill the following week.
Right.
So you get an idea of what to expect from the Trojans and the Bearcats. And, oh, you get to see what your own team does against one of the perennial powers in Burns.
Yeah.
Who's
all
the
right
team that Northwestern or Rock Hill could potentially face down the road?
And Northwestern plays in 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Northwestern plays Burns on the 24th.
Yep.
So, Gino, give us a rundown of the teams. Who's going to be playing what?
Okay.
Who?
All right, we're going to start off with, like Chris said, you're going to have Northwestern taking on Providence High School out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's that suburb to the north?
Yeah, I think
okay
so.
Okay, I just wonder.
Some little hick town across the river. I don't cross the river a whole lot. I'm joking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, Providence, which has been a very big, solid football team in the Charlotte area. Then you're going to have South Point taking on Burns High School, James F. Burns, out of what I like to refer to as Dunkin' Donutsville, Duncan, South Carolina. And, you know, again, another perennial power. I think Burns has, what, 11 state championships?
And they've won, I think, 9 of them since 2001. So.
Exactly. So this is not some Johnny-come-lately. They were in our conference when I played 40 years ago, and they were a tough nut back then, and they still are today. And then you'll have, capping it all off, you got Rock Hill taking on Myers Park. And a little sidebar on this, last year Rock Hill played Huff, and Rock Hill
blew them out.
38-14.
Yeah, exactly.
Score, yeah.
And I didn't know this until afterwards, but Rock Hill and Huff had seen each other in the 7-on-7s during the course of the season, and there had been some jawing going back and forth. There little trash talk.
Imagine that.
Exactly. So anyway, it was a little comeuppance for Huff. I happened to go to the Northwestern air raid thing this summer, and Rock Hill played Myers Park, who their opponent is, and there was a lot of jawing going on that night. But it was really that afternoon. It was really coming from Myers Park. So once again, we may see sort of a repeat of, you know, history loves to repeat itself. So I think we might have a little nice one in the nightcap.
And we have the South Point Burns rematch, do we not?
Yes, yeah. South Point Burns played last year, and that was, I mean, myself, it's funny because we talked to these coaches beforehand and say, so what's your plan? Most of the coaches say, well, we're going to play the starters the first half, backup second half. Myself and Gene sat up there. Starters never left the field for either one of those teams. We're going, because Gene and I will be handling the PA for all three games at District 3, and we were like, wait, Kendrick's still out there at quarterback. It's 3 minutes to go in the game. So, I mean, both those teams wanted to win those football game, that football game. So it was really cool to see them go. I mean, because South Point and Burns will not get an opportunity to play. They don't play in the regular season. They will not play in the playoffs. So it was that opportunity, I think, for Burns to prove themselves, and for South Point an opportunity to say, hey, we're for real. You know, we can beat 5A teams.
Well, this is an important tune-up for all six of the teams.
Sure. And there's some nice prizes at the end of each stage.
Well, we're going to get into the prizes and stuff here in just a moment.
Yeah.
Again, the tickets are $5 if you get them before the game day on Friday. Come to the radio station, go to any of the high schools, they have them. 100% of the revenue goes to the schools. And with that, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium. You want us to tell us what the slug line is? Come on now, Gene.
Which one? I don't know.
Well, go with the, you know, your friendly neighborhood Tech Giant.
Yeah,
go ahead, say that.
I thought it was that one. Making life easier.
No. Just say it.
Your friendly neighborhood Tech Giant.
All right. And, of course, we do this thing every day from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. And, team, there's only one way to do it. Are you ready? Go.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
That's the way to be done. USA.
There you go. Back after these words.
News, politics, and stories that matter to you. Straight Talk.
Hey, Alex, what's been added to the Substation 2 menu that smells so good?
It's Substation 2's new thick slice bacon. Add it to any sandwich and you're going to get an exciting new taste. Bacon makes everything better.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Now serving Diet Dr. Pepper.
Trying to find your happy place? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Whether you need a quick getaway or a relaxing stay at a beach resort, a vacation loan from Founders can make it happen. With great terms and a low rate, you can focus more on spending time with your family and less on your budget. Apply online at foundersfcu.com/vacation, by phone at 800-845-1614, or at one of our convenient locations. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
To improve diplomatic relations with the U.S., Substation 2 was given the authentic Cuban sandwich recipe, and now we're serving it. It's Cuban pork on our fantastic subbread, topped with ham, Swiss cheese, dill pickles, and mustard, served hot off the panini press. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at, where are we, Substation 2, Cherry Road across Winthrop, talking about slice, 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 garden, 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 and then there's going to be pounded, pound, pound, because we're talking about Football City USA, which is this Friday. First game kicks off at 5:30, and then we're going to have a total of three games that will run basically every hour and a half. You're going to have another game getting started. We could not do this, Chris Miller, without the help of all of our sponsors, which are great. We've got a long list of them. But we want to pay particular attention to Hospitality Heating and Air because, as you mentioned earlier on, Gene Lucas was kind of in the formation. This is a great idea. Why don't we do this thing? And sure enough, here it is. And they're really helping us to make it seem possible.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he was the guy who mentioned it. And is, hey, you guys ought to try to do this. You guys are the only ones who could put something like this together. And I remember when I said, hey, we decided to do it now. Are you want to get behind it? He said, absolutely, let's do it. So he's and he loves high school football. I mean, that's really his passion. You see what he does for the different schools, not just Rock Hill, his alma mater, but Northwestern, South Point, too, whether it be when they need help for rings or whether it be a charity auction. He's always behind that. So I know this is something that's a love of not only him but everybody in hospitality.
Well, let's talk about the teams. There's going to be three winners, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and we're going to be having some special recognition for them during that brief five-minute in-between game. No, it's a 30-minute in-between game, is it? Is it not?
Yes. Okay. So, no, it'll be 10 minutes between games. So there's a couple things we got going on for you. So the first game, which is presented by AirTech Heating and Air, we'll have a special coin that has the logo of the teams and all that on it, and that'll be done at half. That'll be a coin will be tossed there. Halftime, Arrow Point Federal Credit Union is going to do this cool kick for cash, and I know that's your favorite, Manning.
This is cool.
And so one fan will
get I am eligible.
Technically, you are eligible, man, yes. One fan will get an opportunity to kick a field goal, and if they make it, they win $5,000 for themselves and $5,000 for the school they're representing. And we'll do that at halftime of each game. And the way you register, just as soon as you get to the game, go in and go to the Arrow Point Federal Credit Union tent, which will be set up between our booth and the concession stand. Say, hey, I want an opportunity. They'll give you one, and just listen for your number to be called. At the conclusion of each game, our friends at Nichols Store are doing a cool giveaway with a Yeti cooler with the team logo on it to the MVP of each game.
The MVP of the local team.
Yes, and that'll be voted on by the media in attendance, the finalists. Then you as a fan can go to the WRHI Twitter and choose who you want. We'll have four nominees between all of us at OTS, our friends at the Herald, our friends at CN2, our friends at the Charlotte stations that come down to cover. They'll give some names. We'll decide on four, and then you will pick from those four, and we'll make that announcement. In addition, we'll have trophy giveaways. So we mentioned AirTech will give away the one at the first game. We'll have our friends at Next Level Gymnastics present the second game. They'll be giving away trophy there. Then finally Toyota Rock Hill at the third game. And this trophy will go to the winner, whether that be our local team, whether it be another team. Last year we had a clean sweep, so the trophy's on display here. But it could be a situation where Providence, Burns, or Myers Park, or maybe a combination, or maybe all three go home with the trophy.
Well, you want to go home with the cash.
You want to go home with the cash.
Yeah, and again, anybody's eligible for that. The only way you're not eligible for the kick for cash is if you played college or professional football.
One of the things that you'll also be able to pick up for the very first time for this season is the 2018 edition of the Radio Listener Guide. Now, we've been doing this, I don't know, 10 years or
since,
more?
Since 2002.
2002, so that's I'm way off, aren't I? 16 years. The cover on this year's Radio Listener Guide, I think, tells the whole story. You will see nine people, headshots with them in their NFL uniforms. These are nine current players in the NFL right here from Rock Hill, South Carolina. So you wonder where the moniker Football City USA comes from. There's an example, and that's just the current players. That's not the other list of all those who have retired, right, Gene?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you just got to – it's almost like you can't swing a dead cat without hitting somebody who's played in professional football in York County. I think it's a great title. It's From Friday Night Lights to NFL Prime Time, and that's exactly what it is. And, you know, I have a little blurb. You guys gave me a nice little blurb in there, and it clamors through my brain over and over when I get to this time of year when I go into a stadium on Friday night. You know, you can pay $6 on Friday night, or in this case, $5 on Friday night, or you can wait about 4 years and pay $600 to see some of these guys play. I mean, you know, I'm not a rich man, so I'm gonna take the latter, and I'm gonna take these the $5 or $6 opportunity to come and see some of these young men play. And
well, probably
what you have here.
You know, this community is growing so rapidly. Well, we can spend hours talking about that. But we've got so many new people here. And I would imagine that a lot of those people are coming from areas where high school football is not a big deal. Well, trust me, your kids are going to learn very quickly how big a deal this is. Because at District 3 Stadium or District 3 South on a Friday night, you're going to see thousands of people out there cheering and yelling and screaming for their teams. And we hope we have 9,000 or more here on Friday night, which would be wonderful.
And screaming and yelling for the teams, and also taking, if you look at what OTS Media has done,
we've moved it into the 21st century mm-hmm. with the ability to take that phone that everybody sits around and looks down on all the time, and you can be at one game listening and keeping up with three or four other games right there on your smartphone. I mean, that this is one of the greatest innovations, again, that I think has generated the interest and kept the interest in this area for high school football.
The stories of Rock Hillians and Yorkounians who have left this area and gone to all different parts of the world, and I do say parts of the world, and can tune in on the app and listen to the ball games, whichever game they want, is just phenomenal.
What's the furthest away? You guys used to know that?
Seoul, South Korea.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that was it. So
Kim Jong-un may be listening to to Interstate 107 in Lancaster or Rock Hill or Fort Mill or whoever football, right?
And if you don't think people are listening on the apps, Chris, some of these numbers for some of these games, because you can track it, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen just you talk about games that are broadcast. These games are broadcast on the radio, too, so it's not like it's internet only. But some of these games, we've seen upwards of 13, 14, 15,000 individual logins. What that means when you log in, you only count one time. So we're not double dipping if someone goes in, you know, they listen for 5 minutes, go away, and come back 5 minutes. You still only count one time. So this is 13,000 different people that logged in during a broadcast that was already on the radio. So how many more are listening on the radio? So people, it's important. And you need to be there. I mean, listen to the radio is great, and I hope you do. But with the apps now, you can listen and sit in the stands as well. So you really need to be there to support these kids. And, again, come out Friday night because all the dollars on the tickets go directly to the three high schools.
And, yes, it's going to be warm, no question about it. The forecast looks excellent. We don't think we're going to have any thunder showers like we had last year. And if all that holds true, come on out. I mean, you know, the sun will go down, and everybody will be fine. There'll be a nice breeze there. Buy a couple of hot dogs, get yourself Coke, and, you know, add some nachos to it, whatever you want.
This is the dress rehearsal. Yeah. You know, a great coach once said, to some people, football is a matter of life and death, but I can assure you it is much more important than that. So, you know, this thing is very important. It's really important that you be there and be a part of it.
And I can remember when your dad did some of the interviews on the pregame show that we do every night before the ball games. And, by the way, the pregame show will start at 4 o'clock this Friday afternoon and go right up to 5:30 kickoff time. He's interviewed some of the NFL players that were off for the weekend or whatever it was. And they told him, we tune in on the app and listen to the ball games. These are professional football players going back to listen to their hometown team. I just think that's wonderful.
And one of the cool things, too, you talk to some of these guys, they brag about this area. Now, I remember when Benjamin Watson was in town a few months ago, I had an opportunity to do a Q&A with him down in Lancaster, and we just were having some small talk beforehand. And he said, you know, I wear that with a badge of honor. He said, I walk in, and when I say Rock Hill, South Carolina, people know. He said, they know because they know Jadeveon Clowney. They know me. They know Jonathan Joseph. They know the two new guys and Jaleel Scott and Mason Rudolph that are making waves on rosters right now. I mean, it's just year after year after year.
Stephon Gilmore, who made the play of the game for the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. I mean, he won the game for him. Kid from right here who played right here.
Well, all the games will be, of course, on the radio on Friday night, and social media has gone crazy thanks to Matt Cray. You see all kinds of highlight clips about these players that we've been talking about, and we hope to see you there Friday night for sure. Tickets are $5 right up until game time. If you come to the gate, it's going to be $7. So pick them up early, get a whole bunch of them, bring your friends, bring your neighborhood, and support high school football here in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you both on the radio on Friday. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, now, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, and I expect to hear everybody. How do we do it now? Oh, wrong way. How do we do it? Ready? Slice, slice, slice.
Garden. In Football City, USA.
Hey, have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.